Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number here on Mother's Day is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. As the Athletics drop another one to the Twins, 4-3. We'll take your phone calls. We'll hear from the skipper, Mark Kotze, and, of course, Vince Cotroneo from Target Field. A tough loss, Vince, and there's a couple ways we can go here, but just, you know, the mood around the team right now, you're traveling with the team. What are you feeling?
Well, they're working, Chris. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. At this point, the last 2 days they have not been on the field for batting practice, day games, and today with the weather. That'll change tomorrow in Detroit. But, I mean, there certainly is an understanding of this has got to get better. They've got to make better contact. I mean, the strikeouts continue to go up. Not a whole lot of walks again today. The A's only walked, a couple of times today?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just not A's baseball. I mean, the strikeouts are one thing, but not getting on base is another. And the A's have lost, all power sources. They've only hit one home run in May. Pitching's been good. I mean, I know it's frustrating for Dalton Jeffries. He's charged with the loss, and you look at the line and go, wow, 5 innings and 7 hits and 4 runs. There's a lot of ground balls that just were eluding the A's infielders. And, you know, that's something we knew was going to be a topic of discussion this year with the changes that they made with their club. That's just the reality. And today was one of the days I thought where it really kind of showed himself, just because you're used to plays being made. But, you know, the A's got the offense going. They got 6 hits in the first 3 innings, and they had 3 runs, and you felt like they were up and running. And then all of a sudden it went south again. They only had 1 hit after the 3rd inning, and that was in the 9th by Bethancourt. And, you know, just continue to try to find the right combination, try to find the right way to get guys going and find the multiple guys hot at the same time to score some runs.
Well, I know where we're going. I just don't know if everybody wants to go with me yet. And unfortunately, I've been doing this since the late 90s, and I've done A's, I've done Giants, I've done Raiders, I've done Niners, I've done Warriors through bad years. I did a 1-15 Raider year. And what ends up happening is at some point you start to realize whatever the score is, whatever the standings are, don't matter. And what you want to do is you want to see certain individuals progress in front of your eyes. It becomes about the individuals other than the score. And it's easy to say that on a post-game show, but it becomes reality. And I look at someone like today. You mentioned Dalton Jeffries. I'm not worried about the wins and losses. I would like to see him throw a little more. He had 84 pitches, 5 innings, maybe another inning, because every inning, every pitch for him from here on out, it's about growth. I know everybody may not be ready to go with me on this yet, but I'm not going to be worrying about the standings and managing this game by the book. I'm more about progress.
Well, that makes sense, Chris, but you also have to be sensible about it. I mean, the reason why Cole Irvin, the reason why Frankie Montas have been able to go deeper in games, and even James Kaprielian after his 21 starts last year, is they just simply have more experience. You know, we've said that about Paul Blackburn. Paul Blackburn has not been given much of an opportunity to go more than twice through the lineup, even though he's had a lot of success for the A's. Dalton Jeffries, to a certain extent, is in that same boat. I asked Mark Kotze about that today. I said, you know, because we talked with Dalton. He looked at Corey Kluber, and Elvis Andrews told him, you know what, you have a lot of the same stuff that he does. Well, he doesn't have the same experience. He doesn't have the same feel for the pitches or the same sequencing. He's just not there yet. So a guy like Corey Kluber with 2 Cy Youngs, he gets swings and misses on pitches, even though he's only throwing 89 to 91 miles an hour, because he has movement in and out of the zone. He tunnels every pitch, and it's just a process that's going to take some time. Just go back to Bassett, Manaea, Montas. You know, when those guys were first with the A's, and the amount of time it took for them to get to the point where they were, you know, the rotation a year ago that led Major League Baseball in innings pitched. It's going to be a process, you're right, but it's just, you can't just, I don't think you just simply force the issue yet with somebody like Jeffries. You see what he's doing. You've got other arms in the bullpen. You got to try to find a way to use somebody else, keep those guys involved, and also leave Dalton with a situation where he pitched, you know, well enough today, and there's going to be another day for him, and there will come the time that for what you're asking for, where he will get the chance to have a longer rope and have that opportunity to do those kinds of things.
Since we're on the conversation of depth, I'll move on from Dalton. You're going to have no depth when you got a bazillion guys down in the bullpen, so it's kind of tough to find guys that get hot, because you kind of got what you got when you have a very limited bench when you got 14 pitchers on the staff.
Right. I mean, it's, you've got nine relievers. I mean, you're going to do something with them. I mean, that may change at the, you know, that's going to change at the end of the month, because they gave the 1 month extension. But still, right now, I think the A's are thinking along the lines that you are too, that they want these guys to get opportunities. They want them to, you know, sink or swim in the big leagues. But it also has to be done with a certain game plan in mind. And this is just, today ended really the first month of baseball for the A's. They opened up on April 8th in Philadelphia. They played 28 games. You know, the first 20 were pretty good. The last nine have not been very good at all. And they've got to find a way where's the happy medium for what they have here. They're not the team, I don't think, that led the league in runs scored, that was leading the league in runners in the scoring position, and they're not the team that's hitting like 170 in their last 2 weeks of baseball. They have to find that happy medium, and part of that is just controlling the batter's box better offensively, and controlling the batter's box from the mound they're doing a better job of, but they've got to do that, you know, at the plate. And with this being a contact staff, Towny, they got to catch the ball. I mean, the ball's going to be put in play. They got to catch the ball. They got to make the plays behind them. And not asking for extraordinary plays, but just basically routine plays that don't allow the pitch count to go up, the lineup to get turned over, and put in more difficult situations than they should be.
I'm going to end this on a happy note, because okay, when I went to bed last night, it was like 71% chance of rain. You haven't seen really a drop yet, right?
No, well, we had some this morning, but didn't have a drop at all during the game. And I hope you're taking your lovely wife out for a beautiful Mother's Day dinner after all this is over today.
And that's why we got to get to these calls and get the heck out of here. Enjoy the flight. And by the way, you got a lot of baseball to call. You got 5 games in 4 days.
It's going to be busy. A lot of baseball in America. Looking forward to it, Tony.
Enjoy the Townsend Hotel.
All right. I will ask you pictures.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
Vince Catronio right here. Yeah, I mean, you guys may not be ready. I get it. I played the Why Not Us card, had fun with it. We had fun with it. Why not us? But at some point, the reality is you are what you are. The Hall of Famer, one of the great coaches, one of the great head coaches, one of the great builders of an organization of all time is Bill Parcells. And Bill always said, you are what your record says you are. You can make all the excuses you want. You've lost 9 in a row. You've lost 12 of 14. You can't hit. You can't defend. All you do is strike out. You don't hit home runs. Luckily, you've had some pitching to make you interesting. And that's where I get to the point. Listen, you can say whatever you want. Dalton Jeffries can throw more than 84 pitches. Jesus. I had it. This guy was throwing complete games at Cal. Oh, this is the big leagues. No, yeah, you're babying him. He can throw more than 84 pitches. All these guys can. This is a joke. At some point, you're going to have to take the old, this is how we're going to manage on a daily basis, because this is what the data says, and you rip it up, and you basically just go, hey, let's find out and get some guys. Let's get guys who we know are going to be a part of the plan long term. Let's get them as many innings and as many at-bats. I don't need to get relievers innings. Okay? The reason why I don't need to get relievers innings, because none of these guys are going to be here long term. If you're not going to be here long term, I don't care about your work. Sorry. It's just what happens when you're looking towards the future. These guys are not, you're not a priority. And if you sit down the bullpen, you don't pitch, and you get rusty, sorry. I need to play guys who are part of the future. That's where this team is. So I can go down the line. Acevedo, 28, not part of the future. Grimm, 33, not part of the future. Zach Jackson, 27, maybe. Danny Jimenez, 28, maybe. Kolarik, 30, no. Mole, 30, no. Snead, 27, yes. Lou Trevino, 30. I mean, this is the mentality, and it sucks. I get it. I like talking about winning. But if you're not going to win, you need to start doing things that put you in position to start winning in the future. And if you're managing starting pitching and bullpen and everything like every game, like what? You lost 9 in a row. I got to get Dalton Jeffries ready to pitch big games down the line. Let him go another inning. If I let my pitchers, if I'm not pulling guys at 60-something pitches, okay, you had your fun with the whole, oh, my God, there was the lockout. Okay, that's over. You're mid-May. We're going to blink and be in June. Stop telling me about a lockout anymore. And if you have guys going six innings, I don't need 8,000 guys down in the bullpen anymore, especially a bunch of guys who won't even be here next spring training. How many of these guys will even be here? I don't know. And, I mean, that's something I can talk about. The offense, I got nothing for you. I'm sorry, I got nothing for you. I mean, you got 36 Ks in three games. I mean, everybody in the lineup is hitting under 220. I don't know what to say. I don't got much for you. I mean, it's a struggle. It's rough. And, you know, the only thing you can do as a staff is make adjustments. And at some point, you know, we've complained about hitting coach and all that kind of stuff. I mean, they're still striking out a lot. They've struck out a lot the last few years. At some point, you know, adjustments. Boys, you just struck out 36 times in three games. Once again, you don't have much of a bench. These are the same players that are playing 36 times. That's a lot. The number is 833-625-2278. But happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, more importantly. We'll take your phone calls next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Pitch number 28 of the inning from Pagan. Two balls and two strikes. The set, the pitch, swung on, looped into center field. Back on it is Polanco, and he's there to make the catch. And this game is over. Pache jammed and sent a soft fly ball to center, and Polanco was able to track it down. And despite, again, a lot of pitches, Emilio Pagan earns the save. The Twins sweep the weekend, and the A's losing streak has reached 9. Your final score, Twins 4, A's 3.
This is A's Clubhouse.
The A's during this 9-game losing streak have been outscored 45-24. The Twins have now won 14 of their last 17. They have been getting hot, pitching much better, even though Paddock went out early in this game with the elbow. Great to see Ramon Laureano, though. You want to talk about making me feel better? Just looking at him makes me feel better. Because I know the fire, and I know the fight that he brings. Let's go to Matt. Matt, lead us off here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey there, Tony. Tough loss today. Hopefully we can cheer each other up, because I got some stuff. Now, for starters, Tony, could you please play that wonderful 27th out of Dallas Braden's perfect game from 12 years ago, please?
Oh, my God. I'll play that and put it on a loop and just do it the rest of the show.
Okay, well, I sure love that idea. Hey, I got three things for you, and I'm just my imagination is in overdrive. I got a big imagination. Number one, after you take your wife and mom out for a Mother's Day dinner, I'd like to encourage you to treat them to an episode of Highway to Heaven on YouTube, because the late actor Victor French, he's always wearing an Oakland A's baseball cap, and it was just a great series, so you'll have fun with Highway to Heaven. And number two,
I remember that now that you say that. Who else was in that?
Michael
Landon. Yeah, Michael Landon was in that. That's right. I remember that show. Wow, that's going back.
Yeah, and every time you turned around, Victor French was wearing that Oakland A's baseball cap. So it's a great series. So treat your wife and mom to an episode to Highway to Heaven.
We've got to go back. First episode was 1984. The last episode was 1989. Michael Landon's been dead for years. Sad R.I.P.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a great series. And the other thing, my imagination is really in overdrive.
Oh, my God. You're out of control on this Mother's Day, by the way.
I really am. Anyway, I'm a big Walt Disney fanatic. Walt Disney's Alice in Wonderland, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So I'm just going to declare that the Oakland A's are going to go against all odds, and they're going to relive 1989 all over again, and somehow they're going to get to the World Series, and they're going to beat the San Francisco Giants in four games, just like they did in 1989.
In what year is this going to happen?
2022, this year.
Oh, this year. Oh, okay. Well, you know, sometimes Disney takes a couple of years to make one of those movies, so maybe it'll take a little bit longer, and you can make that projection maybe like in 2024 or 2025.
I'll take what I can get, but anyway, my imagination is just an overdrive. And finally, I'm going to tell you the real reason why the Oakland A's are going to get that Howard Terminal ballpark and stay here. It's all because they really goofed it up big time down in southern Nevada. Oh, they built the ballpark all right down there, but you know what they did? They made an exact replica of the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum down there in Las Vegas, and they really goofed on Mount Davis, because they made Mount Davis the size of the Empire State Building, so they really goofed it up down there, and that's why the A's are going to get the Howard Terminal ballpark.
All right. I don't get any of that, Matt, but I'll take a Howard Terminal ballpark. However it works, I'm in. Just make it work. Just
okay,
make it.
Happy Mother's Day and happy Cinco de Mayo, a couple of days removed.
Very good. Thank you, Matt. Yeah, however they get it. Just get it done. It's like buying my latest house. It was just with my wife. Just get it done. Stop boring me with all the details. Just get it done. Libby Schaff has one of the great lines. It's like, seriously. You got this beautiful waterfront, California, and you just want to have it as like a parking lot for cargo storage? What? Who does that? You've got beautiful California. I mean, this land is gorgeous. Just what you could do with it. My God, whether it's an A's ballpark or not, people, you want to just have a bunch of empty cargo stuff? That's what you want for your waterfront? Are you serious? Has everybody walked around the great state of California around the water? People build awesome stuff because it's like great land. And you got a bunch of bozos who just want to keep it looking the way it is right now with a bunch of nothing and cargoes and parking lot and really bunch of empty containers on California's coastline? What? Hey, listen, I'm not a builder. I'm a broadcaster. I stay in my lane. But I grew up in California. I've been in California my whole life. Not only have I been in California my whole life, I've traveled the country. I've traveled all over the East Coast. I've been all on the Eastern Seaboard. I've been to the beach in Massachusetts. I've been to Miami Beach. I've seen beach. I've been to the Carolinas. I've seen beach all over, West Coast, East Coast. Who the hell wants to put a bunch of containers and that's what you want on the water? You think that's what they got on South Beach? You think in Miami and South Beach, they just, oh, no. We don't want people to enjoy the water. We're just going to put a bunch of damn containers there. Really? I mean, seriously. The stuff you hear around Oakland, it's mind-blowing. Literally mind-blowing. Let's go to Joe in Monterey. Joe, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Yeah, Tommy, I was listening to you and Vince, and, you know, he talks about Dalton Jeffries doesn't have the experience. Well, how is he going to get the experience when he's pulled five innings and 84 pitches? You know, let him go into the sixth. Let him get to 95 to 100 pitches. We can kind of understand that, you know, this team is going to struggle. They're going to struggle scoring runs. The strength right now is pitching, and we got to get these guys to go six, seven innings. I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe we need to get you a jersey and put you as director of starting pitching and put you on the bench.
It's one of the most tired acts in the history of professional sports, the way we deal with pitching. Like, we will sit here and baby a guy who, by the way, throughout his entire life, throughout college, I mean, I had it the other day when Rasmussen was going for the Rays. Dalton Jeffries and Rasmussen hooked up in college, and Jeffries at Cal threw nine innings through a complete game, but now he's in the big leagues, and we got to baby him through five, and he's at the height of his power as an adult male. He's at the strongest he's ever going to be. And, oh, by the way, how about when we baby these guys and then trade them away? What were we saving them for? Somebody else? We babied Sonny Gray for what? So we could play all for all these other organizations? It's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. And another thing is I'm kind of wondering about Pache. So I looked it up, and 152 at-bats, he's got 49 Ks. Can he hit major league pitching? I mean, he's great defensively, but in 152 at-bats, 49 Ks. I mean, and I don't know. He didn't hit last year for Atlanta, and he's really not hitting for us. I mean, I'm wondering if he can actually hit major league pitching.
Well, now I didn't want to bring it up because I'm trying to not go full on dumpster fire here. But Since you brought it up, I'll do the calculations as I'm talking to you about what's going on with Pache. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on with Pache. In the last 19 games, okay, he's hitting 127. That's someone who's not competing. And I asked yesterday, and I you're going to get the same cliche. Well, you know, he said 19 games, he's hitting 127. That's not competitive. So it's like, what's best for him? Like, how many more offers is he going to take to where you're like, well, this is what it is after 22 games, 25 games, 30 games? I mean, at some point he's got to start hitting, or you have to decide what's best for him. Because I'm worried about Pache mentally. And I care because he is the future, right? We think he's the future. So I'm worried about him long term. What's best for his growth long term? Is it going 0 for 4? Is it going 0 for 3? Is it punching out 3 times? Is it, you know, weak ground ball after weak ground ball, or in the game with the weak, what he did with the little fly out? I mean, he's not hitting the ball hard. I mean, the only hit he's had recently was an infield hit to third base. I mean, he right now, when you hit 127 for 19 games, that's almost 3 weeks, you're not competitive.
Yeah. Maybe go to the PCL and hit in some of those hitter ballparks and get some confidence and, you know, get some swag to him and then bring him back. And, you know, and maybe bring the catcher up. He seems to be hitting in the PCL. You know, bring him up. But, man, this is frustrating. 3 runs, and they were bragging about, they were bragging on the telecast about, they got 3 runs. We scored 3 runs, and everybody's getting excited. I mean, wow, it's frustrating. And that lead only lasted, but what, a half an inning?
At this point, I mean, if I want you to grind with it, I'm going to grind with it, but we can't grind and until they can be competitive. We can't grind out inning by inning, game by game. It's just, I mean, you just have to, like, you got to watch the club. You got to look at the certain guys that you think are the future. And, you know, that's how you got to evaluate. I mean, you're not going to throw this lineup out here. The lineup that you saw today, you're not going to throw this lineup and you're going to go in on the road or at home, really. You're not going to beat many people when the majority of your lineup is hitting under 200 or under 220. You're just not – it's not competitive.
Yeah. Well, we got Detroit for 5 games. Hopefully we can –
You know what? They're struggling. If you go into Detroit and lay an egg for 5 games – and they come into this series. Last time I checked, I think Detroit's lost 4 or 5 in a row. I'll look that up. But, hey, thank you for the phone call. I'll look that up. But Detroit's not playing good baseball right now. Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Yeah, the Motor City Kitties lost today. They lost 5-0 to the Astros. Let's see where they are right now. Yeah, they're 8-19 and lost 5 in a row. So you've got a series coming up here where one team's lost 9 in a row, the other team's lost 5. And so the A's will enter the game 10-18, while the Tigers will be 8-19. For 5 games in 4 days, you got 2 teams that are really struggling. You got one team that's minus 32 run differential and another that's minus 17. Something's got to give. We'll continue with your phone calls at 833-625-2278. But more importantly, happy Mother's Day. And more importantly than this game, when we're done on A's Cast, go to athletics.com/A's Cast if you're listening on the radio right now. We're going to replay Dallas Braden's perfect game. How good is that? We'll give you something to cheer about on a Mother's Day. More of your phone calls next, right here on on the A's Radio Network and A's Cast. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
If you're looking for a new mattress, Nest Bedding has you covered. Sleep on the same mattress Hall of Famer Ricky Henderson sleeps on. Nest Bedding is a national brand with family-owned prices and service. You can shop at one of their burial locations, and all stores are sanitized and safe, or you can navigate their easy-to-use website, nestbedding.com. That's nestbedding.com. Green and gold fans, use the coupon code Oakland, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. Nest Bedding, love where you sleep.
Did you know that with Xfinity Internet, you get fast and reliable speeds? Best of all, you could save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill when you add Xfinity Mobile. Can your internet do that?
Get gig speed internet now for just $49.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract when you also get Xfinity Mobile. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 6/30/22. Restrictions apply. New gigabit internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Compares pricing of top carriers. Xfinity Internet required.
Innovation, it's at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Reno to Brown, outfield. Plays in the pole, and he swings and lines one into right field. That's a base hit toward the line. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Noisy scores. Murphy around third to score. Brown holds it first with a two-run single, and the A's have a 3-1 lead. Green light on 3-0 for Brown, and he lined it into right field, and it rolled up against the wall. Two runs scored easily, and for Brown, RBIs 14 and 15, and the A's have a 3-1 lead.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. Let's go to Robert in Portland. You're on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Well, Tony, hey, Eno Saris, remember that interview you had just about a week ago? Remember that?
Yeah, it was last week, yeah.
That was terrific. I think I respect the heck out of him. He really is a king of the analytics, but he's not just analytical. He looks at the real world.
Yeah.
And he knows like Melissa Lockhart, they know the minors. They know the whole thing, and I'm looking forward to his new book. But I have a question for you. Do you think they should just do more platooning at first and in the outfield. In other words, if they're going to leave Pache up, they should let the kid, you know, back up Laureano and then come in, you know, maybe the seventh inning, whatever. Let him play. Otherwise, send him down like you just said. And also a catcher, have Murphy rotate at DH with Langeliers, because Langeliers is, you know, and Barrera are both hitting well down there in Vegas. I just think, you know, like you said a minute ago, you got to just move on from some of these clowns.
Well, how are you going to platoon if you only have 12 guys?
You just go with, like you said, you just start pitching the starters, carry 12 pitchers, except now they can't because they got these doubleheaders coming up. I understand that. Plus, the Tigers are going to knock their brains out. The Tigers have not had the A's number for a long time, as you know. The A's have had their number, but now that the A's are weaker than them even, I predict the Tigers are going to win four of these five games.
But think about that, because you have two doubleheaders in a week. You got all these games coming up. How are you going to platoon when you only have 12 guys?
I didn't say do the 12 until after this run of, you know, on this. You know, they got to replay those games they couldn't play at the start of the year, and they're doing it with double headers. We both know that. I'm just saying at some point you're going to have to, I think, move on from some of these guys. You make it June 1st, whatever you feel, and then, you know, get what you can for Laureano if somebody's interested. And, you know, but you're going to have to do something and just ride this year out. Very high a year from June. You know, that's just how you have to do it, because if you're going to get a top flight super prospect, you know, like Correa was with Houston, like Springer was with Houston when they were tanking, they wouldn't have gotten those guys. You and I both know that, unless they had tanked those 3 years in a row. I'm not saying the A's are going to tank, because that isn't Billy's style, but they got to do something about getting top draft choices, or they've got to make some trades where they get international money, like you said a week ago, so they can, you know, trade with some teams that are not interested in signing some international stars, prospects, that is, and then use that international money to outbid whoever else is interested in the next top flight Caribbean stars, or maybe even from Japan.
Do you know who also was drafted by the Astros that, you know, you've mentioned this multiple times, but you never bring up?
Let me think. Oh, geez.
He pitched locally.
Laureano? You mean Laureano?
No, he pitched locally. He was kind of a big deal.
Oh, that would be, let's see.
Pitch at Stanford. He was the number one overall pick. Everybody remembers Correa. Everybody remembers Bregman. Why does no one ever bring up Mark Appel? He was the first overall pick. Everybody talks about Houston and all the successes. No one brings up Mark Appel. He didn't work.
I'm not saying they're going to work. I'm saying if you're going to get a Correa or Springer who were legitimate can't misses, pitchers are not can't misses. You and I both know that.
There are plenty of can't misses in position players who end up missing.
Well, give me an example.
You want to go down every first
round? Number one or number two or number three pick that has not at least had a pretty good career in the last 5-6 years.
We can go over every number one pick in MLB history. You want? I'll just bring him up.
Harper was the number one pick. He was on the front of Sports Illustrated, and there were people out there that said, you know, that he may miss. But he was out of Vegas. He's a hell of a player out of Vegas. I kept up with him, and he had his ups and downs. He hit for low average, but he has turned out to be nothing but what he was supposed to be.
Okay, let's go. I got him right here. Let's see.
Top choice. I want top, only the top choice.
You want the top choice. A's, okay.
Which the A's could easily do by tanking
What year do you want to start?
Let's go back to 12.
2012. Well,
hey, I don't want to hear a pitcher's tally. I want to hear.
But no. I can only go. It's not my. It's not me who's choosing these guys. I can just go with who was chosen number one. Okay, Carlos Correa, number 2013. Mark Appel, 2014. Brady Aiken. Crickets. Brady Aiken.
Nope.
Another Houston Astro. You keep bringing up the Astros. That's back-to-back stinkers
keep
by
going.
The Astros.
Keep going.
Dansby Swanson by the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I remember him, but, you know, he struggled.
He's now with the Braves.
Yeah, but he's still struggling.
Yeah. Mickey Moniak by the Phillies. Then you got 2017 Royce Lewis, who just came up, you saw this weekend. Then you got
right.
Tigers' Casey Mize, injured, but they think he'll be good. Adley Rutschman, Baltimore, they haven't brought him up yet. 2020, Spencer Torkelson has struggled so far in Detroit. You'll see him for five
games.
Well,
he's only in his first big year of the Tigers. Come on, give him a break.
Well, how many guys you want? You want to go back to Matt Bush with the Padres, Justin Upton with the D-backs, Luke Hochhaver with the Royals? I can keep going on that there's no guarantee with any of these guys being great.
Okay, so let me ask you. Do you want them to continue to fester maybe they get 69 wins this year? I don't think they are, but let's say they go 69
Do we lose him? He cut out. It wasn't me. He cut out. My whole point with all of that is, okay, this is not the NFL draft. This is not where you've watched a guy, you've watched Peyton Manning play at Tennessee. And you're taking Peyton Manning, or you're taking Troy Aikman out of UCLA. You're taking and even these guys, you know. Ryan Leaf was the next pick. The draft is, who knows, right? Oh, look at Bryce Harper. Yeah, Bryce Harper didn't even play for you anymore. Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole didn't play for the Pirates anymore. So it's like, the draft game, whatever. I can't sit. If I'm talking draft in May, oh my God. Ah, talking draft in May. How many of these guys are even with their teams anymore? I mean, seriously. Gerrit Cole's not. Bryce Harper's not. Oh, Tim Beckham. Remember what star he was going to be with the Rays? Remember David Price out of Vanderbilt? Now, I think he's still on the COVID list with the Dodgers. None of these guys are with their team. Are you kidding me? I mean, relying on the draft. If you can get Ken Griffey Jr. with the number one overall pick, even mentioning Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa is not even on your team anymore. That was just 2012, 10 years ago. He's already gone. Now, you won a lot of games with him, but it's just one player coming out of high school at 18 years old, getting a player. I mean, Robert Poisson. The A's put $5.1 million into Robert Poisson. And what are people saying now? He's just he's a kid that looked like he was going to be something. But I'm just saying. You just don't know. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. We'll hear from Mark Kotze next, right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Firmino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Bring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
Throws one to center. Dyson going back to the track. At the wall. Leaping at the wall. And it's gone. Sky Bolt, his first major league home run. A rocket to center field. And the Athletics take a 7-2 lead.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
Paddock wearing the red shoes in the powder blues today. The long and lead right-hander with runners at first and third. Back with another payoff pitch to Chad Pinder. And it's swung on, grounded sharply up the middle and through. The A's get on the board. In the score is Sean Murphy. Racing to third base is Seth Brown. And Chad Pinder delivers an RBI signal in the first inning. It's 1-0 Oakland.
Yeah, got off to a good start for the Athletics. But then it turned, and Minnesota would prevail in this one. A tough one for the A's. They've lost 9 in a row. But as the skipper, you got to keep your spirit. Here's Mark Kotze with the media.
What is SummerSlam? It was a wrestling event I worked last year.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where, right here?
Oh, it was in Vegas.
Oh, cool. WWF?
Yep.
I used to be all over WWF. Which one of you two is asking?
What did you maybe see from Dalton? Was really efficient, it seemed like, in the first couple of innings. What did you see from him in the third then?
I think the third, Dalton, unfortunate. Two ground balls that really got through the infield. And then they got the ground ball double play. We didn't turn it, so momentum shifted there. And he battled through that inning. Just unfortunate he couldn't get that ground ball double play turn for him, really.
Is that a double play that you feel like should be turned, or is there something you saw in there that wasn't
quite? I think that it was hit pretty hard at Sheldon. Transfer was, he just secured the out. I think base runner got down the line pretty well. So, it wasn't a ton of hard contact, which is a good sign. I think he kept the ball down in the zone better today, which is a sign of the ground balls.
Early on, offensively, it seemed like things were going well the first few innings, and then obviously kind of a big stretch until the ninth. What kind of changed in those middle innings?
We talk about that bullpen that the Twins have. I think they're third in the league in ERA, and they came in and shut us down, gave themselves a chance to win that baseball game. There in the ninth again, we're getting guys on. We're just not getting guys in late in the game. And, we've got to do a better job offensively at that.
before, and so Seth with the two-run single in the third, I think that was the first ball that had been put in play in a 3-0 count by any of your hitters all season. Was just wondering, is that something where you guys would usually put on a take in 3-0, or did you guys?
No, we've had green lights. You know, it's just guys you know, maybe more selective in those 3-0 counts. You know, it was good to see, you know, Brownie turn on a 3-0 fastball. You know, so a good swing, good pitch, and a good result.
Is that something where, I mean, just changing things up a little, just in any kind of way, can maybe give you a spark, just doing things a little bit differently? Obviously, it's an individual.
Yeah, it's not differently, just in terms, because, you know, we have had the green light probably more often than we have had the take. You know, so what is it going to take offensively for us to get out of this, you know, grind and this funk? It's you know, it's guys going up and you know, continuing off the momentum of the at-bats. We had two innings of that today, and hopefully we can continue over the next few games and building that momentum and taking those good quality at-bats.
How did Ramon look to you?
I thought Ramon's at-bats were good. You know, those two strikeouts early were great quality change-ups, 2-2, 3-2 change-up, you know, which were executed. But overall, I thought, you know, Ramon looked good. His timing looked good, and he obviously didn't have any results, but happy with how he looked at the in the box. All right. See you guys in Detroit.
They had a little wrestling conversation going on there. I think we only had two beat writers there. Very intimate conversation with the manager, Mark Kotze. Coming up next, we'll get you up there on the scoreboard and what's happening tomorrow right here on A's Cast.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet. Not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage, from player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar is the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Oh, O'Reilly.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
You and Buddy are enjoying your walk when...
Yeah. I smell that too. I know, don't blame it on the dog. I hear that hissing too. Maybe it's a cat.
No, dude. A sulfur-like odor and hissing can be signs of a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, deep voice narrator.
You're welcome, dude. You too, buddy.
A's fans, there is no better way to stay in touch with the A's and even our players than following us on social media. Just head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social for a full list of our social coverage. From player accounts to Twitter handles and more. Now is the time to stay in touch. Head over to athletics.com/social. That's athletics.com/social today.
2-0 to Urshela. There's a swing and a line drive toward right field. Slicing over toward Laureano on the run. And he makes the catch, sprinting toward the gap in right center field. Reaching up, a little leap at the last minute. Laureano tracks it down in right center. A nice play, and that's out number one.
Just like riding a bike. But Ramon, he knows how to patrol into the alley, whether it's from the corner position or in center field. Great to see him back in uniform.
Well, it's so valuable, too, to have a guy who's used all three outfield positions.
This is A's Clubhouse.
Time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. Well, tomorrow, first pitch is going to be at 4:10 with A's Total Access at 3:10, and we'll have A's Cast Live. How about this? Jim Leland, one of the great managers in the history of the game and still does some work for the Detroit Tigers. Jim is going to join us at 1:30, and Martin Gallegos from MLB.com at 2:30. You go to athletics.com/A's Cast. A's Cast Live is our talk show that we do Monday through Friday before every A's game. 1 to 3, Jim Leland 1:30, Martin Gallegos at 2:30. And 3:10 will be A's Total Access. First pitch will be at 4:10. Paul Blackburn against Michael Pineda. Two teams struggling, by the way. Tigers up against the A's up against the Detroit Tigers. A's have lost 9 in a row, while the Tigers have lost 5 in a row. And we can take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank. Well, we got a lot going. I mean, with all these rain delays and everything that's been going on in these postponed games, there's just a ton. Mets and Phillies 6-1 in the sixth. End of the seventh, Giants lead the Cardinals 4-3. Seventh, it's Nationals on top of the Angels 3-2. Diamondbacks shutting out the Rockies 4-0 in the eighth. Marlins shutting out the Padres at Petco, 2-0 in the seventh. In the eighth, it's 1-0 Rays over the Mariners. In the fifth, Yankees shutting out the Rangers 2-0. Not a whole lot of offense. End of the second, Orioles 3, Royals 1. Finals from today, White Sox beat the Bo Sox 3-2. It was the Phillies taking down the Mets 3-2, and it was the Royals 6, Orioles 4. Braves took down the Brewers 9-3. Game one of the doubleheader, we told you about the Rangers and the Yankees. There's so many going on. It was the Yankees beating the Rangers already today 2-1. Reds took down the Pirates 7-3. Reds have won back-to-back games. Look out. It was the Guardians on top of the Blue Jays 4-3. Remember when the Blue Jays were so hot early? Things have changed. Reds, Astros shut out the Tigers 5-0. So Tigers come into their series once again with the A's, having lost five straight. Later tonight, it's going to be the Dodgers and the Cubs from Wrigley Field, a little Sunday night baseball, while the A's lost to the Twins 4-3. We'll see everybody tomorrow here at 1 o'clock on A's Cast for a little A's Cast Live to take you all the way up to first pitch from Comerica Park at 4:10. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Enjoy. We'll see everyone tomorrow.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Did you know that with Xfinity Internet, you get fast and reliable speeds? Best of all, you could save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill when you add Xfinity Mobile. Can your internet do that?
Get gig speed internet now for just $49.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract when you also get Xfinity Mobile. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and autopay and 6/30/22. Restrictions apply. New gigabit internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary. Compares pricing of top carriers. Xfinity Internet required.
Hitting the road with the family on your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad, you know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out of tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet, and you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all work and not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Stitch Fix presents Keegan Michael Key's Wardrobe Breaker.
Revive the jeans with holes in the wrong places. Too tight sweaters and shirts with torn laces.
Going about the clothes and fit me like a glove.
I'm gonna Stitch Fix it, find a brand new love.
That's right, Stitch Fix makes it easy to get clothes you'll love by doing the shopping for you. So go to stitchfix.com and get $20 off your first purchase within 2 days of sign up. Terms and conditions apply.
Go to Stitch Fix it.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis to third, up with the ball is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close. The dive, the tag. Safe at the plate. And the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.